This is St. Louis Public Radio. For years, going to a drag show meant watching men dressed as women perform. But as society has become more open to people expressing themselves in a variety of ways, so has the nature of the drag show. St. Louis Public Radio's Nancy Fowler reports on how today's drag scene encompasses many identities while also applauding the more traditional queen.
Once a month, 90-year-old John Chaney dons a blonde wig, a dressy suit and heels, and transforms into a Tammy Wynette lookalike.
Please welcome to the stage the first lady of country music, Miss Bonnie Blake. Give it up,
girl. It's Saturday night, and against the shimmering silver and purple curtains at Bar PM on South Broadway, the Arkansas native sways back and forth while mouthing well-worn lyrics. Chaney, who's performed since the late 1950s, remembers vividly his first time on stage.
It brought the house down, and the girl that was running the show there, she said, Bonnie, how about coming back and Saturday and doing the show with us Saturday? I said, oh, yes, okay, and I was hooked on it.
What Chaney was doing was illegal in Missouri. It was 1985 before state law allowed people to dress in drag. Now, drag kings routinely perform in suits and ties, sometimes with added facial hair, alongside the queens. Chaney gets that. But when others appear with both a beard and a skirt...
That's not drag, I don't think. That's my opinion.
It's witchcraft.
28-year-old Maxie Glamour identifies as genderqueer, uses the pronouns they and them, and goes by their stage name full-time. Forget the falsies, Glamour is proud to display their flat chest through the opening of a sparkly vest.
When I first started doing drag, I was like, well, I'm not exactly a woman, but I don't want to be a man either, and there wasn't the word non-binary. It was there, but no one used it.
Unlike Chaney, Glamour never knew a time when drag was illegal. But they have known discrimination as an African American and someone who places themselves under the transgender umbrella.
So how many of you guys are going to combat transphobia out there this holiday season?
Glamour mixes activism with polka-themed drag and burlesque at Das Bevo Performance Space on a recent Saturday night. Wearing a Viking helmet with pink feathers and their trademark demon ears, Glamour leads the crowd in the chicken dance.
When I'm performing and I'm, you know, doing booty pops and handstands, I don't have to worry about, like, oh, did I pay my cell phone bill? You know, if I forgot to floss that morning, or I don't have to worry about anything. Like, it's beautiful.
That kind of magic is something 90-year-old John Chaney, a.k.a. Bonnie Blake, knows well. When he really thinks about it, Chaney says there is room for everyone in drag, including those who don't make a choice between what's considered masculine or feminine attire.
Yeah, everybody, if that's her bag, I say do it. It doesn't bother me at all.
So get out while you can.
After all, Chaney says, few people understood why he performed dressed in traditional female clothing more than a half century ago. I'm Nancy Fowler, St. Louis Public Radio.
No, you-